Like Jacob had to be taught this. Blessings come from obedience. Blessings come from surrendering. Blessings come from saying, you know, I'm not going to be occupied with this nonsense. I want to serve the Lord in my generation. In the book of Acts, it says of David that he served God in his generation, and then he fell asleep. When the Lord was here, he challenged those of his day. He called them a generation of vipers. Right? That's what they were, the Pharisees. But we want to serve God in our generation. And then it says here, and I'm going to close, he says, that the generation to come might know them, even the children who should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandment. You know what it means to set our hope in God? It means that we have faith that God is able to do everything that he has said he will do for us. The great and precious promises that are in the Word of God, young people, we need to tenaciously hold on to those things. To believe God. That's what faith means, to believe God. And to believe that he is able to accomplish the things that he has told us. He who is in us, he who has begun a good work in us, it says he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And the day of Jesus Christ, I believe, there stands subject to correction, but I think it brings in view the judgment seat of Christ. When we are standing before him, when all has to be settled up, but he is going to accomplish a work in us. He says in Ephesians chapter 5 of the bride of Christ that he is working, washing us by the word on a daily basis, that we might be changed, we might be cleansed, purified, so that he might present us to himself, a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. You know, we need to go home energized to know that God is involved in our lives. And that God is interested in where we are in our local assemblies, some smaller, some larger, but all needing each one of us to begin to move. I want to encourage us, young people, to read the Word of God every day. You know, this version of the Bible tends to be a little large for me to carry around. So I have a small Bible that I have in my work bag. When I'm on the bus, I take it out and I read it. If I have an opportunity on lunch, I read it. If I'm traveling on a plane, I read it. You know, somebody's reading a magazine. Somebody's watching a movie the whole flight. Somebody's sitting in the lunchroom and they're playing whatever the games on our iPhones and iPods. And I see young people, boy, we can play those games for hours. But man, to read the scriptures, man, I can't stay awake. But let's change that. Let's develop an appetite because we have a vision. What's that vision, young people? We want to serve the Lord in our generation. We want to be, we want to have all of the capabilities, the spiritual capabilities, so that when the Lord wants to use us, and he wants to use you now. He doesn't want to use you when you're 50. He wants to begin using you now. And so you can only be used of him. You know, you can only drive a car. I don't care how young or old you are. Once you have a valid license. And once you have a valid license, you can drive a car. But you can be 70 years old. If you've never had a license, you can't operate that vehicle. So young people, begin operating for the Lord. And it says that our hope, that they might set. This word set here has the idea of a seal. It is set in our hearts that our hope is in God. And let us never forget, young people, the works of God. Perhaps there's some here who have not been baptized. You say we love the Lord Jesus, and there's no doubt. I know that you love and appreciate him shedding your blood. The Lord says, well, if you love me, We need to take this step to identify yourself in his death. There's some perhaps who are not breaking bread. Well, the Lord, who you say you love, he gave his all. And he says, on the first day of the week, come apart with the saints and remember me, my sufferings that I went through in death. But take the loaf and drink the cup and to remember. And it says, as often as we do this, we announce to the world that Christ came, he died, went into the grave, and he's resurrected to the right hand of God. There's some who have time, summertime. What are we doing? They're looking for workers in the local assembly, some to clean, some to be Sunday school teachers, at the camps, to be junior counselors, to be a help. There's some mothers who have many children. They need to have someone to give them a break. There's sisters and brothers who are shut in and sick. We say we have nothing to do. We say it's boring. Well, how about you go and minister to those who have needs? I'll tell you what you'll discover. You'll discover that you begin to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a gospel meeting. Man, you have so many friends. Well, bring them to the gospel meeting. Can you imagine that you've run around with some friends at school for 4 years in high school, maybe 3 or 4 years in middle school, and you go to heaven, and your friends go to hell, and you sat, and you talked about this and that, played sports together, but you never said, come, let me tell you about the Lord Jesus. Set our hope in God. And it says, keep his commandments. And people, he has appointed a law in Israel. There's the standard. And then he wants us to keep his commandments. Now we learn from Jacob that we can't do this in our own energy. It is when we surrender to him that we're able, by the help of the Spirit of God, to live lives that are victorious. I want to tell you, this is a wonderful group of young people. We come from different parts of the continent. We come from different ethnic groups. We come from different parents. We like different foods. And you know, that diversity is only seen in Christ. Because he has torn down every wall that divides people. The world, Satan, wants to divide. He says, well, you know, you speak Spanish, I don't. That's a division. Oh, you're tall, you're short, that's a division. You have money, I don't have money, that's a division. You're from the Middle East, I'm from the Caribbean, that's a division. You're white, you're black, you're green, that's a division. And young people, if we fall into the trap of the enemy, it will ruin what the Lord is doing. Don't worry about what's going on in the world. Don't worry about who's in the White House, if he's black or green or yellow. Worry about who's on the throne, and that's Christ. And his government is the one that God is going to bring and show every man that thinks he's a king, and everyone who thinks he's a Lord, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Just be on the right side of things when they happen. And when we are behind the Lord, Brother John will tell you, having visited Africa, to know that out of every tribe and tongue and nation and kindred, that in that day, you know what? We are all going to be there. So don't let the world confuse us. Don't let them throw us any curveballs to think that I should think differently about you and me and this. Get rid of that nonsense. Set our hope in God that we, and it says, to keep his commandments. So young people, we close. We thank the Lord for you. And what has been set before you from Jeffrey, from Brother David, Brother Jeffrey, Brother David, the Word of God here this evening. We belong to the Lord Jesus. And I love that verse in Isaiah 53 that says that he shall see the fruit, the travail of his soul, and he shall be satisfied. It is going to thrill the heart of the Lord Jesus, who suffered, who bled, who died in this scene, to look over the heavens and to see if, you know, if heaven has hills, to see peppered all over the hills of heaven individuals like you and you and you and me. It is going to thrill his heart. And he is going to say, "It, Calvary, it was worth it, because there is a people unto the name of our God."